This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.
Richard with Michael Bartley this week, and severe and deadly weather over the weekend has our attention because we saw damage here. Fortunately, no deaths or major injuries. Let's check in with the National Weather Service meteorologist, Matt Brody. Matt, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. How you doing?
So over 40 people, at least that we know of, lost their lives due to this outbreak of tornadoes stretching down into the Gulf States, Mississippi. I saw a video there of Tylertown, Mississippi, and the whole town is actually just gone. What did we experience here yesterday?
Yeah, so luckily nothing to the extent of what they had down there. Obviously, thoughts are with all those people. That's just terrible to see. We did have pretty strong winds here yesterday. We noted a lot of tree and structural damage. We did have a gust out in eastern Ohio at the Zanesville Airport to 76 miles an hour, and the Latrobe Airport closer to home here gusted to 89 miles per hour. So those are some pretty intense winds for sure to see around here.
And we saw the damage due to that and power outages, a lot of tree limbs down. When you post as the National Weather Service a tornado warning, that means tornado is in progress or indicated on radar, correct?
That's correct. Yeah, that means we've seen enough rotation on the radar and enough of a signature to say, hey, we think a tornado is either happening or is imminently going to happen. So, you know, obviously when you get that tornado warning, that's very important to take it so seriously, and that's why that type of warning sets off the emergency alert activation on your phone. So, yeah, those are obviously all warnings to be taken seriously, but especially tornado warnings.
Well, Matt, you mentioned 89-mile-per-hour winds at the Latrobe Airport, the Arnold Palmer Airport. 89 miles per hour, isn't that in the category of tornado winds?
It is. So we measure those on the Enhanced Fujita scale, and that would measure as an EF1. EF1 is 86 to 110 miles per hour. So, yeah, you're talking the equivalent of an EF1. So, again, that's why I said, you know, all warnings are especially important to be taken seriously, but especially severe thunderstorm warnings, too, because, you know, you don't need to have a tornado to have significant damage caused by winds, as, you know, we saw with that observation.
Yeah, with a straight line wind. So you send a team out under circumstances to determine whether it was a straight line wind damage or a tornadic activity, correct?
That is correct. Yep, we'll have two teams going out today to check out the areas within the tornado warnings yesterday where we had some notable reports of damage from the local emergency managers. So we'll be taking a look at that to make a determination of what happened out there.
Well, we appreciate it, Matt. And while we got you, between now and Thursday, the first day of spring, we're going to have this cool day today, but then we're going to zoom right back up over the next couple.
We are, yeah. We'll be pushing back into the 60s on Tuesday and then right back to the mid-70s on Wednesday before taking a hit, ironically, down on Thursday back to the 50s, which is actually a little bit closer to normal for this time of year. So, yeah, it's still playing the tale of two seasons.
March weather is always sort of a ping-pongy deal, isn't it?
Four-season month,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, for sure it is. When you get into these, you know, transition seasons, as we call them, spring and fall, you know, once we can get this weather to bounce around.
And how much rain did we get yesterday?
Locally, we had up to about a half an inch in spots, but, you know, luckily the stuff was moving enough that, you know, it wasn't causing too many issues. But it was raining hard for the time that it was raining, for sure.
Yeah, it was. All right, Matt, appreciate the update. Happy St. Patrick's Day.
All right, same to you guys.
Have a great day, Matt.
Yep,
Matt Brody from the National Weather Service, meteorologist. And so there you have it, all the details of what transpired yesterday. Want to back up last half hour and thank Jim Rooney for being here with the Ireland Fund tonight. Mm-hmm. And the Rooney family gathered.
His dad started the Ireland Fund with Tony O'Reilly.
Way back.
We're talking way back. Tony O'Reilly, who was the CEO of Heinz, in case we're dating ourselves.
Yeah. And he was married to a very famous lady as well.
Uh-huh.
And I'm looking at some auction items tonight, by the way, which you can, I guess, check out online, but two great prizes. So one is a trip to the Ireland game in Dublin.
They're going to make some money on that one.
That's going to be big.
You don't have to be at the event to bid on that, I don't think.
No, you can go to givesmart.com, check it out, the Ireland Fund Pittsburgh. And then the other is a trip to the Indianapolis 500. Because Chip Ganassi is recognized.
Chip Ganassi is, he's so huge in sports. He's a legend. But you know what? If you saw him in a restaurant downtown, you're talking about what happened in any neighborhood you want. He's the most approachable. He's a real Pittsburgh guy. I'm so glad the American Ireland Fund that they're honoring him. I really am.
And Evan Fraser with the Patricia Rooney Award for his philanthropic.
Yeah, absolutely.
He's a good guy.
He's a really good guy.
That said, I went up to Laurel Valley once for an event, and my joke was Chip Ganassi was there, and I said, you know you're having a good day when you pass Chip Ganassi on Route 30.
That's hilarious. I love it. Oh, man.